Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Yes, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. Yeah, how you guys doing this morning? I'm in New York City near the bridge. Yes, I'm interviewing on the 6 o'clock news.
Do I sound like that? I've never sounded like that a day in my life.
Yes, you
sound
you
like
do.
You should be holding the microphone. Like
that's why Jay said that.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Yes.
If I sounded like that, boy, I'd be.
That's how you sound.
I would be working with you two. I'd be in the big time.
You know what's interesting? You know, it's like when people and I always found like people back in the day, like, oh God, that's a really bad picture. I'm like, no, that's what your face looks like.
By the way, that's right. Well, if you look
not
at
really.
Pictures, you never look good.
Jay, that's not true. Because I've gone into people's homes. It was like, oh, who is that? Oh, that's me.
That's me. Wait, what?
When was that? You know, you'd be like, you know what I'm saying, Max? It's like,
that?
Oh, that's Max Kellerman.
It looks like Greenberg.
What it's did like, you, how old were you there?
It's the avocado salad.
Now, there are some people I would say who are photogenic, like legitimately.
No,
look,
Max, you don't get it.
I don't think
it.
You want to be photogenic.
Max, I don't think you get it.
No, I get it. I'm saying I don't think it's good to be photogenic.
You don't think
if you're
it's
photogenic,
good to be-
then what that means is you're not that good. Like, you look better in pictures. I think you'd rather look better in real life than better in pictures.
So
someone says they're not photogenic. They're saying they're better looking
this
than
this is the question
appears.
Of the day. Would you rather look better in your pictures?
Mm-hmm.
Because now everybody posts their pictures online. I mean, you got like 9,000 profiles.
Yeah.
Or would you rather look better in real life?
I'm the wrong person to ask because I look good in both. But ask someone else, Jay. You'll get a good answer.
No, that's the way I feel like Max. That
guys
doesn't apply to me.
Doesn't apply.
I look good.
Ego's a hell of a drug, you two. Let's go. Let's moving on.
It's not ego.
No, well, reality.
I just look great all the time.
I mean, it's the truth.
Here's the funny thing about football and sports radio in general. You know how people are like, oh, why you talk about the games? Why did you talk about the game? Right? There is no game right now in the NFL, but.
Oh, there's a game. There's a game.
You know
what?
Why don't you talk about the game?
Right? Don't you hear that a lot? Like, oh, there's not a talk sports talk radio. You got to talk more about the games.
Well, that's only when you go into.
That's only the NBA.
Controversial things that people don't want to absorb and pay attention to. They want to gloss over it. They don't want to deal with it because it's too much tension.
There's some of that. I think a lot of it is this.
MVP voting? What?
Well, we're going to get into that, but a lot of it is this. The game itself is when you talk about the game, right? Jeez. And when there's no game or when the game is over, what people are interested in is the characters. They want to know, like, who's involved, what makes them tick, what obstacle do they have to overcome, what are the forces aligned against them, etc., right? So right now, starting yesterday with the franchise tag deadline, it put a clock on everything. What's going to happen with Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones? And, of course, the big one, Lamar Jackson. So what happened with Lamar Jackson? What is so funny, Jay?
Key whispering, what happened?
Key, did you just – I think Key may have just lost the audio or something. He may have,
Oh, that's what happened.
Yeah, he's all – all right, we're trying to get him back. I have a few technical issues this morning. Jay is on the wrong side of me.
I don't know what's going on. I'm on this side. I was talking for 15
minutes.
You
know what the
minutes.
Problem is on this
Nobody
side?
Heard me. I got no lighting over here.
The problem is on this side is that when I turn this way, when they have the split screen, it looks like I'm looking away from you.
Which eye is, because I know that you had the issues with the eye.
Yes, I still have it.
Am I on the good side or the bad
side?
You
are on the good eye. Okay. The right eye is the good
eye.
The
good eye.
By the way, good is a relative term, but left is the detached retina
50%
eye.
50% is good 50% is good, Max. You know?
It's not good.
It's not better good. Than nothing. It's better than
detached
zero.
Detached retina. I don't know. That's I don't good. Recommend it to anybody. All right, listen. So the Ravens hit Lamar Jackson with the non-exclusive franchise tag yesterday, right at the deadline, 4 p.m. Yesterday, that's Tuesday afternoon Eastern, 4 p.m. Eastern. They hit him with a non-exclusive franchise tag. So what does that mean? That means that a team, he can behave like a free agent and that he can talk to any team he wants. Once that team, if and when they make him an offer, he can present that offer to the Ravens. The Ravens can either match it, and now he's a Raven, or they can say, go ahead, you can go to that other team, and the Ravens – in compensation, get 2 first-round picks. Is Key back?
Yeah.
Yes, he's back. There he is.
So here Key is Jameson Hensley, ESPN NFL Nation's Ravens reporter on Canty and Carlin. Listen to this.
I think the Ravens feel by putting the non-exclusive tag on him, one, that they feel either their last offer is the best offer Lamar Jackson's going to get, or two, they are willing to match any offer out there for Lamar Jackson. And maybe the third option from all of this is, yes, if a team is willing to sign Lamar Jackson to an offer sheet, it's probably going to take more than two first-round picks. And under the non-exclusive tag, if the Ravens refuse to match the offer, all they would get would be two first-round picks as compensation. I don't think the Ravens would accept that as fair compensation for Lamar Jackson.
Well, unless the price tag on Lamar Jackson is such that they don't want to pay it, and then in exchange, okay, fine, we don't want to pay that. We'll take the two first because they hit him with the non-exclusive tag. What are the Ravens telling Lamar by placing the non-exclusive tag on him? Yesterday on this very program, he and Jay had a debate.
Like
I sound like the Super Friends announcer. At the Hall of Justice. But on this very show, just yesterday, Key and Jay had a debate, which Key refuses to refer to as a debate. It has to be a conversation with differing points of view or something. Where, Jay, you were saying, actually, the non-exclusive franchise tag is telling Lamar, okay, we'll be fair with you. Go see what you can get. And Key's like, no, you do that. You're telling him you don't really want him. What are the Ravens telling Lamar by hitting with a non-exclusive tag, Ryan Clark?
Let's be clear. The NFLPA, I was part of the executive committee. They've sued the NFL for collusion before, and that was in the uncapped year. And if you believe that all these teams and executives and owners aren't upset with the deal that Deshaun Watson got in Cleveland, then you've absolutely lost your mind. And when Adam says that the team or that Baltimore has an idea of what the market can be, we know the combine is less about those dudes on the field and more about the conversations going on between traders and between free agents and having those conversations. And if you don't think that collusion is a part of this league and the league understands that we don't want to continue giving these guaranteed deals out, then you're absolutely out of your mind.
Hey, guys, let me just say, that cuts both ways. I totally agree with Ryan Clark 100%. But I also understand, like, if you think any player, his agent doesn't have a good idea of what the marketplace is going to be before he's a free agent, before he's allowed to talk to other teams, you think he hasn't done some reconnaissance and had some conversations, Key offline? Come on, man. Like, what are we, babies? That's the way it works. That's the way the world works. Just think about human nature. I mean, I hear what Ryan Clark is saying, and to me it looks like, oh, wait a minute, these guys have been in communication. What's it look like to you, Key?
I hate to use the word collusion, but Ryan Clark is right. I mean, it just feels like there's something other than doing the right thing by the teams. It just feels that way because here's a guy who's – everybody points to MVP. I don't care about the MVP. That was 5 years ago. I don't care about that. Whatever it was, 4 years ago, I don't care. I care about the talent that's on the field. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League. He's one of the top five or six quarterbacks in the National Football League. He's one of the top two to three players in the National Football League. And for him to have to go through this to try to get his money in all of these quarterback needy teams that are available, that have the space, the opening, the roster spot, within hours of him being tagged or leaking out that they have no interest, it makes you think that there's some sort of collusion going on.
Was quick. Bunch of teams jumped
but
out.
At the same time, Max, the league, like Ryan said, you've been sued before for doing stupid stuff. You've been sued by the NFLPA before for doing this. Mm-hmm. Collusion. And when you got however many, because it ain't 32 teams, because 32 teams don't need quarterbacks, but 10 teams and 10 owners and 10 general managers and presidents of teams or whatever the case may be that need quarterbacks, and all of them are saying no, it's hard for me to think that these billionaires with all these high-priced Park Avenue, Washington, D.C., Century City, L.A. lawyers in these big old high-rise buildings with eight floors, the best thing they could come up with is, hey, let's do this. We're not going to get caught it's hard for me to understand why they would do that, knowing the first thing we gonna look at and go, wait a minute, hold on. You the Washington Commanders and you're telling me you don't need a quarterback? You are the Miami Dolphins and your quarterback is concussed quite often, and Lamar Jackson lives around the corner, raised around the corner from your stadium, and you don't need a quarterback? You're the Carolina Panthers, the Atlanta Falcons, and your division is horrible, and you don't need a quarterback? You know, it's just hard for me to see that. And they're going to get caught with their hand in the cookie jar if this is true.
Yep. It appears that that is likely, that if it is true that they're colluding, meaning they are having conversations behind the scenes to suppress Lamar Jackson's market, there could be a problem. However, there's no evidence of that at the moment other than circumstantial, other than analysis. People like Ryan Clark and many, many others, including us, you look at it and you go, huh, wait a minute. Now, they may have plausible deniability in Lamar's case because they could say, hey.
How can you prove collusion?
We're going to get to that. You could say, hey, Lamar Jackson is not the kind of quarterback. His style is not the kind that wins us. You win a Super Bowl.
Play that game if you want to, Max. Play that game if you want to, Max.
I can tell you the reasons when we come back from break.
That was the idea. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Jay's response on the other side.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
I hate to use the word collusion, but I mean, it just feels like there's something other than doing the right thing by the teams. It just feels that way.
Jay, you heard Key's analysis of the fact that, and Ryan Clark's, of the fact that teams are quick to come out and say, oh no, we're not interested in Lamar Jackson. On the other hand, I would argue the plausible deniability, although I agree with that analysis, just giving the other point of view, is, well, maybe there's a sense that Lamar is not the kind of quarterback like Deshaun Watson, who, yes, he's mobile, but he can kill you from the pocket. And so it's partly that kind of sensibility, and that's why the Ravens didn't want to break the bank, because legs age worse than arms, right? Where are you on all this?
It's unproven collusion. Like, you're not going to be, how would you prove collusion? You know, what are there going to be, text messages, or are there going to be emails, or people dumb enough to put that stuff in an email?
Well,
shockingly.
Shockingly, maybe so, Key. But to me, it's almost like, hey, we saw what happened with the Haslam family, and we saw the reaction to Deshaun Watson getting that 230 guaranteed. I do believe that there's an overall sentiment amongst owners. And I've heard some owners in the NBA and some people around the NFL talk about this, that they don't want to go down a path where they're guaranteeing quarterbacks 240, 250. They don't want to set that precedent, even though it's already been set by the Haslam family to a degree. So for me, when I hear this, that's, you know, if you're the Baltimore Ravens, yeah, okay, go on the open market. You know, Jacina Anderson over the weekend reported that the Miami Dolphins had all options on the table. She reported there was no bite back from the Dolphins. All options are on the table as it relates to quarterbacks.
Except for him.
All options. And now all of a sudden, this comes out, the non-exclusive tag, and now we have the same team that's saying, oh, we're not interested. What's going on? Wait, that's a legit question. What's going on, Atlanta? Why are teams all of a sudden, as soon as the non-exclusive tab comes out, saying, we're not interested? Why would you say anything at all? Why would you feel the need to make a statement? That, to me, is it's almost like it takes it, hey, it was weird to begin with, but now you're taking it overboard. It's like now you have to go to the next level to make us really believe that you're not, when there is no reason to, why even make a comment to begin with?
You know what's interesting about the process? Key, you were talking about this even last year, and it's now more widely known. But when you fully guarantee a contract in the NFL, the owners have to put all that money in an escrow account. So if it's 250, what's the difference between guaranteeing 150? Because, you know, it's not so easy even for a billionaire to come up with 200 million plus cash, put it in an escrow account. But that was pushed for by the players' union once upon a time because the league was smaller. And when guarantees got bigger, they're like, hold on, we need to make sure you're not going to, you know, bail out on this guarantee. We want to see that money there. The league is the size now where I don't think the players are worried about that so much, or the players' union. And now the owners can use that, the thing that the players pushed for, as an excuse why they don't want to guarantee contracts. I'm curious as to what's going to happen with that whole stipulation in the CBA.
There's more bodies than it is in other sports like NBA, hockey, baseball. I mean, you got 53 guys right on the roster. And all 53 clearly would never get fully guaranteed contracts, just like in basketball. All 12 are not getting fully, you know, some guys got two ways, blah, 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 some portions. Jay knows this. But when you have a vast majority of your top-end guys with guaranteed contracts, and all of a sudden they're hurt, their bodies are banged up, or whatever the case is, and they're missing time, you now have to pay them but also go out and find somebody to replace them at the same time. So that's not – that's one of the main reasons that the NFL and the owners don't want to do that. Because before you know it, they look up and they got $1 billion in guaranteed contracts. And out of that $1 billion in guaranteed contracts, only two or three players are playing. Mm-hmm. That's why they like, nah. They don't want the precedent set, right? It's just because when you open up the door for one, you best believe I'm going through it and I'm going to be two. And then somebody else is going to be three. And four and five and six. And then it turns into something that they can't handle. Now, from a collusion standpoint, Jay, you say the emails, this, that, and the other. Well, there's been incidents where, as you know,
yes,
well documented, there's been communication via emails and all sorts of other things with communication going on with owners and league, front office, execs that have gotten them into trouble in the past. I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be shocked at all if some paper trail is out there where somebody said, here's what I'm willing to do, or here's what I'm not willing to do, or here's what I'm not going to do. I wouldn't be shocked. Not the least bit.
We both know this, right? Like, this is the NFL, the NBA, all these guys, especially the NFL, it's the billionaire boys club, okay? And if everybody's in business together, there's a lot of communication because they have other businesses that they've invested in together. The one team who doesn't really care about what the rest of the NFL is doing would probably be the Raiders.
Always been that way.
So the Raiders would be the one team that I would look at as it relates to Lamar and say, okay, that could potentially work because he doesn't really care about what the rest of the owners think. But the reality of the matter is that, like,
well, his dad didn't care.
But that set the culture for the team, right? The Mavericks.
So, like, this to me is true business. This is Baltimore saying, we're not going to franchise tag you for $45 million. We know what the market's going to dictate, so we're building a relationship with you because we're saying, hey, go out to the market. Somebody offers you a better deal. Maybe we'll match it. Maybe we'll take your draft picks. But if not, on a non-exclusive tag, now I have you for $13 million less from the franchise tag. Now on the non-exclusive tag, I have you for $32 million.
Does he play on it? If he doesn't get what he wants,
I would not play.
I don't think he plays.
I'm not playing on the 32.
I would not play.
It's not even a chance.
And if they try to use that, if there is collusion, or if otherwise, whether or not there's collusion,
there's going to be an investigation by that.
Even if there's not collusion, if he's just not hearing what he wants from the marketplace for whatever reason, and then he's left with $32 million on a non-exclusive franchise tag, he doesn't play this year, right?
Nope.
Then he becomes a free agent, and then we find out really what's what.
Well, he don't become a free agent.
How do you mean?
Because they still got his rights.
Yeah, for 1 year.
No. They got his rights for 2 years.
Oh, that's true. They got to tag him again. Yeah.
They got to keep tagging him.
Yep.
I mean, look, man. $32 million is a lot of money. I don't want to make it sound like we poo-poo $32 million, but we're talking about big boy stuff. This ain't little boy stuff. This ain't Jay, Max, and Keyshawn stuff. This big boy stuff.
It's 1/8 of what his total contract ought to be based on the marketplace.
If it was $45 million, I might have to consider going in and playing. But at $32 million, no, it's just set in principle based on how you just did me. Just based on how you did me, I'm gonna have to pass on the 32.
Hey guys, you think that not having an agent, technically, you know, like an agent, was a hindrance to this deal getting done somehow?
I think it definitely hurts Lamar. I'll say this, and I'm all about family being involved and helping with representation. I think the market is moving in that direction a lot more. But you have the best and the best because they understand the nuances. They understand the red tape. They understand how to navigate a lot of those talks. And when you deal directly with the source, and I'm not saying I don't know the details of this, but I do know from how I look at my representation – is that you need somebody that is extremely experienced if you're trying to get something done that has only happened one time in the history of the NFL.
Here's what I would say in Lamar's situation is that when you look at the numbers, right, the numbers, the maximum number on an NFL contract is 3% that the agent can charge. That's the max. It's the max, right, Jay?
Yep.
But because Lamar's number is so big, you can take that percentage way down. You can go down to a half a point. And somebody who is, because I'm Lamar Jackson, somebody out there who's a big-time agent in the sports, football, quarterback space, they do that deal for a half a point in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. They do it for less than a half a point.
Just to say they did the deal, Key.
Just to say they did the deal.
Exactly.
So $2 million. Yeah.
So you would have an opportunity to have somebody representing you who understands the league. With that being said, he does have legal advice from attorneys, and he does have the NFLPA to lean on. But I don't believe that little bit of half a percent or whatever the number is going to be on the back end of it is worth what he has to deal with trying to get his deal done. I don't think it's worth it.
You know, my mom negotiates all my deals. No, what are you, crazy? My mother negotiates. Like, you know, if you want to put it in perspective, come on, Lamar. I think he'd be better off with an agent of some kind instead of a flat fee to an attorney and have family working.
No,
on
I don't
it.
Need. I could do a flat fee to an agent. I don't
right,
need
right.
a
yeah,
flat
you could
fee
still
to
do
an
a
attorney.
Flat fee to an agent. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. All right. Look. Here's the question. I brought up earlier plausible deniability for the owners. Well, look, the way he plays, right? Maybe it won't age well.
Stop.
That's the real reason.
Yeah.
Would Lamar's value be higher were he playing in a different system? Because he can spin it. It's not like he can't throw it. There have been analytics to show early in his career that he was the most accurate passer by the stats ever at his age, including Peyton Manning and everybody.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
The Ravens hit Lamar Jackson with the non-exclusive franchise tag yesterday, right at the deadline.
He's one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League. He's one of the top five or six quarterbacks in the National Football League. He's one of the top two to three players in the National Football League.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. You can listen to us on the app. Did you know that? You hit more on the lower right-hand corner of the ESPN app. It's on your phone already, probably. If not, it takes 5 seconds to download. Then you scroll down to live radio. We're right there. You can say play ESPN on your smart speaker. We pop up. Play ESPN radio. You can download the podcast. You can see us on ESPN 2 till 8 a.m. On ESPNU till 10 a.m. Eastern. So, guys, listening to what, Key, you were saying about Lamar on the way in, I agree, and I'll raise you one. Ready?
I think
when Lamar is healthy, he has more sway on the outcome of a game and a season than anyone in the NFL other than maybe Patrick Mahomes. Like, he has been on teams that have been hurt more than any other in the league. They've been in first place when he got hurt. He had a fourth quarter lead in every single game he played in last year. He didn't have receivers, right? So I think he has an incredible amount of value when he's on the field. And until 2 years ago, he was remarkably durable and getting better in the playoffs. That was the knock very early. I don't look at every year he got better in the playoffs, and he won a playoff game. Everything was trending in the right direction. I picked them to win the Super Bowl at the start of last season. However, he has not been healthy recently, and that leads me to this, guys. This is my list. These are my rankings of quarterbacks, 1 to Lamar. Remember I did this with Kirk Cousins and I have Cousins, 15 or 16. Everyone got mad at me, and then by the end of the year, everyone agreed with me. All right, look.
No,
everyone did not get mad.
I had one guy ahead of him I shouldn't have.
No.
One.
Nobody got mad at you.
Don't try to lie.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
I don't like it. Oh, this guy's slick.
Exactly what happened. It's exactly
what happened.
Are you
working with the owner,
slick.
Max?
Maybe. Now, listen.
You working with the Haslam family?
Perhaps. I'm not saying yes. I'm not saying no. All right, here's 1 to Lamar. The best quarterback in football is also the best player in football. He's the best quarterback I've ever seen. His name is Patrick Mahomes. Okay? I don't
number
think that's
one.
Controversial. You ready for number 2?
Number 2.
Now here we go. Joe Burrow. If I had, this is my list, if I had to pick anyone other than Patrick Mahomes,
list.
I am
it's
taking
your
Joe
got it.
Burrow.
It's
Justin Herbert, number 3. Here it comes.
At number 3, Jalen Hurts.
If I
can't have Mahomes and I can't have Burrow and I want a quarterback for my team, I'm taking Jalen Hurts 3. There's only one reason for that. You know why? He's the third best quarterback. All right, now.
Number 4.
Justin Herbert, for sure.
Correct.
I knew it.
Justin Herbert. Let me tell you something. This dude. Yeah, I know they collapsed and all that. Come on, man. It's not like he didn't carry this team through injury, all types of nonsense. He has not won a playoff game yet, and that is absolutely a strike against him. But if I can't have Mahomes, Burrow, or Hurts, give me Justin Herbert.
Number 5.
Josh Allen. Josh Allen turns the ball over a little bit too much for my liking, but otherwise, come on, man. When I watch Josh Allen, I really get the feeling. I'm watching a future, like a guy who's going to be considered a legend in the future play, but he's got work to do in the playoffs, and he's got to cut the turnovers down.
Number six.
And this guy would be much higher if he was on the field over the last two seasons, Lamar Jackson. You know, if Lamar Jackson's healthy, maybe I have him right behind Mahomes. But he's not. He's missed too much time in the last 2 years for me to jump him ahead of guys who have not missed time in Mahomes, Burrow, Hurts, Herbert, and Allen. So I have Lamar Jackson six. That's my one to Lamar Jackson. Key, do you think Lamar's value would be higher if he was playing in a different system?
No. No, I don't think the system has anything to do with it. They just switched systems because they realized that they can only go so far doing what Greg Roman wanted to do, which was predominantly run the football. And when you get into situations where you have to have a passing offense and you can't, as an offensive coordinator, design a passing offense because you just don't have the knowledge about sophisticated passing game, your quarterback position, no matter who it is, will suffer. So I don't think so. Lamar Jackson, if you go back and watch him at Louisville, and when he was a quarterback and won the Heisman, Lamar Jackson put the ball in the air. He was in a Bobby Petrino system, which is, quote-unquote, pro-style offense that has produced a number of quarterbacks and records and things of that nature. People have visited with Bobby Petrino in the past to learn the passing game. So it's not a lack of Lamar's ability to understand the passing game or be in it. It's just that he was with a team that decided to shift their style of play to something different when they drafted him. And it worked out for him for a while, but it only could take him so far. Now they went out and made some decisions to do something different. But no, I don't at all, Max.
Hey, guys. This is from Warren Sharp, Sharp Analytics. He does, you know, he's consultant for teams in the NFL, like an analytics guy. Okay,
can I add something very quickly?
Go ahead.
Are we not going to react to your list? Like you just quickly pivoted it off
can.
Your list.
You can
and just turn it into Lamar Jackson.
Well, go ahead. You want to know where Aaron Rodgers is?
I would like to know where Aaron Rodgers. He'd be seventh.
Yeah.
He'd
be seventh.
I'd say he'd be seven. Yeah.
He'd be seven.
He'd be seventh.
Number seven.
He'd be seven on the list.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
He'd be seven. Seven? That doesn't sound right, but okay.
And then I hear you on Justin Herbert. Mm-hmm. Where do you project him next year?
Herbert?
Yes.
I think that he'll do better next year than he did this year. I think that this year he was excellent. And he made his first playoff game. I would expect him to win a playoff game next year at least.
Okay. And Josh Allen?
You do understand he has a new offensive coordinator.
That's all right.
Yeah, but Justin Herbert seems to me to be one of these guys who's not immune to circumstance. My. But remember, he last second was inserted as the starter because of injury in his pro debut to start the season and went toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes, right? Like, he was great from the moment
Didn't
he hit
Josh
the field.
Allen
he was
go
great.
Toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes?
Not his first game as a pro. Josh Allen, finished with 10 touchdowns, 12 interceptions.
Okay, but Josh Allen's a special talent, right?
No question.
Was he not affected by the loss of Brian Daboll?
Sure, of course.
So you're not going to take that into account? Did you even factor
I think Justin Herbert
it?
Is better than Josh Allen.
I just don't think you took that into account.
What's that? That is offensive coordinators changing?
Yes.
That's right, because Justin Herbert
so you're
is
saying he
so
just
far,
overcome it?
So far, injuries on the team, his play is unaffected. His own injury, he continues to win.
Fair point, Max.
Right. Like,
fair
he's point. He's just point. Excellent. All right. So
fair point, Max.
So Aaron Rodgers would be seven, and if he has a bounce back year, which I would expect, it's possible he could rise on the list.
Well, whatever, man. The list is fine. That's why I didn't really even comment on it, because the only thing I was looking at in terms of the list is the names and the economic ramifications of each individual moving forward, where they're at. When you look at Patrick Mahomes, obviously he's on embarking up on a $1 billion situation in Kansas City. By the time he's done, he'll be at a $700 million cash in. and then Joe Burrow get what he gets from Cincinnati. And then as you move down, you meticulously move down, you look at Jalen Hurts, where's that number going to be here between now and the time he signs? And then you go to Justin Herbert, where's his number going to be between the time he signs? And then you get to Josh Allen, who's already signed, who makes more money than the guys in front of him. And then there's Lamar sitting behind all of those guys. And Lamar allegedly got offered the last known public offer was less than everybody in front of him has either gotten or going to get. That's where my focus was when I looked at the list. It was like, come on, man. Like, you getting ready to tell me you don't want to give him the same amount of money that Josh Allen got and a little bit more in MVP, or you don't want to give him more money than those other quarterbacks that have yet to get any MVP? And the only one guy on that list that's gotten an MVP is Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. And all those guys that sandwich in between them, one hasn't gone to any playoff games. The other dude in Josh Allen is more hype than promise, delivery better yet. And then Joe Burrow went to a Super Bowl, but all those guys are going to make more money than what actually was offered to Lamar on the last offer that Adam Schefter and Mark talked about several months ago. So that's what I was focused on, Jay.
Mm-hmm. What I was going to tell you about Warren Sharp, Sharp Analytics, is he had an article after Lamar's rookie year called "You Are Wrong About Lamar Jackson," that people didn't realize what he'd just done. Said there have been 11 quarterbacks in NFL history to attempt at least 150 passes when they were 21 or younger. Lamar Jackson was one of them. His passer rating was number one. That includes Matthew Stafford, Alex Smith, you know, Sam Darnold, Drew Bledsoe, like all guys who were considered pocket passers, all that. Number one at that age, and he got better every year. What does that tell you about Lamar Jackson? Has he misread his market, though? Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
The Ravens hit Lamar Jackson with the non-exclusive franchise tag yesterday, right at the deadline.
He's one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League. He's one of the top five or six quarterbacks in the National Football League. He's one of the top two to three players in the National Football League.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Has Lamar misread the market?
Huh?
Has he misread it, guys?
Huh?
No, not at all, Max. People will want you to believe that he misled the market. The
misread
market,
it, yeah.
Yeah, they will want you to. They want you to believe that he misread. He didn't misread the market. Mm-hmm. Not at all.
Key, how would you respond to Lamar missing 15 games in the last 2 years?
That's the issue for me.
How would I respond to that?
Yeah, if you're a team, if you're an owner.
Yeah.
First off, let me start. If you're an owner. Mm-hmm. Would you pay Lamar $238 million guaranteed?
Even $231.
Or $231, yeah. Guaranteed. Higher than Deshaun. You own your own team.
I know. I'm the first black owner. I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
It depends on what the rest of my team looks like. Mm-hmm. It depends on what I'm trying to accomplish and what I believe in. But see, when you put me in that position as the head of something, I think differently.
Yeah.
And when I'm on television as an ex-player, I know how to separate. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? As an owner,
yeah.
As an owner, I'm you cool. I might want that guy over there for $15 million a year because I think he's gonna give me what I'm looking for.
I think a lot of times we always come to it as the players or fans come to it as like, oh, he deserves it. Like as an owner, somehow you look at it a little bit differently.
Yeah, I look at it a little bit differently as an owner. But if you're asking me outside of an owner, if he is one of the top players and does he deserve to be paid as such, then I'm going to say yes.
But once you say, Key, that as an owner I'm looking at it differently, this is what the owners can say, which is plausible. Hey, you know, if it's your money and your team,
a little different,
and
right?
And you need to invest in a guy who's missed half of the last two seasons, and whatever you say about his arm, and I think it's underrated, he's an underrated passer. However, a lot of his game is based on his legs, which don't age like the arm. That amount of money over that many years, you can say, I can look at cold feet.
But I can look at it differently because I guess because I played Max.
Yeah.
And so when you start to make that argument with me as an owner, even though I've played, I don't get caught up in his legs, his arm. The dude's arm is fine.
Yeah.
If he has to stay in the pocket and throw, then he has to stay in the pocket and throw.
I've seen dudes that
can't run around like Lamar and stand in the pocket and throw. Max. Come on, man.
Yeah, I agree. By the way, I've seen that.
I wonder what some callers. I've seen those guys.
Let's do some callers here.
Brent in Tacoma, you're on KJM, ESPN Radio.
Yeah, Brent up early.
Hey, what's going on, man? Thanks for taking my call. Look, I'm just sitting here looking at the Deshaun Watson deal, or go and look at how much money Russell Wilson's made in like the last few years. This fool just got like a $70 million payday from Seattle like 5 years ago. And I'm not really one of them fans that's like, I want to see my guy get the most money. Having like the highest paid quarterback isn't really all that attractive. It shouldn't be, at least to a fan. You know, I want to have the most well paid team, right? But as far as like Deshaun Watson goes, I mean, he's been out here acting a donkey and still got his money. So, I mean, or Russell Wilson, he's able to move around. I don't get why he doesn't get that. Like, having an agent is going to help you immensely through this kind of stuff.
In other words, this analysis by Brent seems to be, guys, that maybe one of the things that explains why Deshaun is not getting paid or is not as attractive to teams as some of the other guys he mentioned, including Russell Wilson and Deshaun, I meant Lamar, is these guys have agents and he doesn't. Adrian in North Carolina, you're on KJM.
North Carolina.
Hey, what's going on, guys, man? Thanks for taking my call, man. I just think that Kirk Cousins got a fully guaranteed deal. If Justin Herbert wanted a fully guaranteed deal, his deal comes up. He's going to get one.
But Adrian.
Kirk got tagged, though.
No, he got a fully guaranteed deal from Minnesota. Adrian, the difference is, if Lamar Jackson would accept 3 years, $90 million fully guaranteed, they'd do that yesterday. But that ain't the number. Remember, Kirk Cousins is not making $50 million a year.
Exactly.
So there's a big difference in Kirk Cousins' money and what Deshaun Watson's gotten and what Lamar is seeking. Now, Kirk Cousins did get a fully guaranteed deal from Minnesota, not only once, I believe twice, and possibly three times. But those numbers aren't.
They're nowhere close.
No, it's not the same.
Yeah, he got tagged twice, though.
The
owners are also competitive, and if you give a quarterback $230 fully guaranteed on signing, beside the escrow account and everything, you have less money for other positions.
Let me ask you this. If Lamar Jackson signed for $231 guaranteed, Joe Burrow's coming up next. What do you think Joe Burrow's going to ask for?
$232.
Opens the floodgates.
Of course. They want to toe the line. Ed in Georgia, you're on KJM, ESPN Radio.
You might give a home.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all doing?
What's going on?
What's happening, boss?
It's an honor to talk to three titans of the industry. I'm going to pose this question to all three of you. What is the legacy more about? The most monies or the accomplishments on the field? Because Keyshawn and Jay Will, it's a team sport. You only have so much money to go around. You overpay one position, you hurt the team. So my question is simply this. Does Lamar want to be considered the highest paid, or does Lamar want to be considered one of the greatest of all times? Let's keep in consideration. The great Herm Edwards says availability is the key in the NFL. Yes, and I've got a shameless plug I'm about to pull on you, gentlemen. I have a son, Eli Salmon, is in Shorter University, Division II. He's a football player. Great job, young man. But that's my shameless plug of the day.
All right, there you go.
I was going to say real quick, where am I in my career, man? If it's early in my career, I need my money. Sorry.
Yeah. Players' salaries are already artificially suppressed by the salary cap.
I think,
in addition to that, they're not supposed to self.
I think different of it. It just depends on, you know.
Did Lamar misread his situation? KJM.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.